and Voice News, your global link.
Government denies claims of targeting the Catholic Church. Clergy urges churches to establish savings and internal lending communities. And schools to start reopening after Nigeria mass abduction. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu has refuted claims by the Catholic Church that they are being targeted following Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda's summoning by the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwimbu stressed that the current government will continue upholding and respecting the rights of all citizens. Mr. Mwimbu, however, acknowledged that when an individual transgresses, then they must be held accountable in their individual capacity. He cited President Hakainde Hichilema to have appeared before law enforcement agencies, including his predecessors. Tomorrow's summoning is a routine call-out that is made by DEC to anyone accused of violating the law, stressing that this does not entail Archbishop Banda is guilty, said Mr. Mwimbu. Mr. Mwimbu stated that government will not interfere with the prayers being held tomorrow in solidarity with the Archbishop. He further stressed that government will direct the police to provide only requisite security to ensure the country maintains order.
You are aware of the bishop in Australia who was jailed for 5 years, a very senior bishop there. You are aware of cardinals in the Vatican who have been arrested. Does it mean that when the Catholic Church, the Vatican have their own members arrested, are they targeting themselves? The answer is no. It's the individuals who always have to be answerable in their individual capacity.
A 43-year-old man of Chibolia compound has been detained by police for allegedly causing the death of his one-year-old child in a case that initially began as unlawful wounding in Lusaka. Zambia police spokesperson Godfrey Chilami says that on January 1, 2026, around 15:48 hours, police received a report from 33-year-old Justina Chabala of Chibolia compound. Mr. Chilami said that Ms. Chabala reported that her one-year-old daughter, Christine Chabala, the deceased, had been injured by her husband, Evans Chabala. He added that the circumstances surrounding the matter are that the couple was at home around 15 hours when a quarrel reportedly occurred. During the altercation, the suspect allegedly picked up the television antenna to strike his wife. In the process, an aluminium bar from the antenna hit the baby, who was strapped to her mother's back, causing a deep head wound, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilabi stated that concerned neighbors apprehended the suspect and took him to the police, while the child was rushed to the University Teaching Hospital where she was admitted. He further said that on January 2, 2026, around 11 hours, the child was confirmed dead while the suspect remains in custody pending formal charges. United Church of Zambia UCZ Lusaka Presbytery Bishop Rev. Lord Wosiame has encouraged the church to initiate programs aimed at improving the financial stability and literacy of its members in the new year. His call comes after a savings group promoter in Kabalenge Ward of Mwasabombwe District urged community members to join Savings and Internal Lending Communities, SILC, as a way of expanding their businesses and improving livelihoods. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Bishop Siame said such initiatives offer significant financial, social and economic benefits, especially for individuals and communities with limited access to formal financial services. The church must use its influence to establish these initiatives for its members. As a trusted institution, the church can play a key role in improving the welfare of its members on a large scale, said Bishop Siami. He emphasized that the success of the SILC groups depends on members repaying borrowed funds on time and with agreed interest. Bishop Siami further urged church members to uphold integrity in all financial transactions and called on church leaders to prioritize educating members on entrepreneurship and financial independence by providing practical ways to achieve these goals.
At the moment, even if we call for our people to work hard, engage in business or in any economic activity, sometimes what hampers that kind of initiative, it starts or if we have organizations that are willing to help our people from where they can start up for them to grow their businesses and the economic activity, it's very commendable. The church needs to encourage such kind of initiatives, and better still, the church also needs to join the same crusade.
Energy analyst Leonard Sepe says the maintained ZESCO distribution and system charge tariff signals stability for households in 2026. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, recently announced that ZESCO's distribution tariffs will remain at 6 United States cents per kilowatt hour, equivalent to 1.35 kilowatt hour, while system charge tariffs will not exceed 3 United States cents, translating to 0.66 kwacha kilowatt hour. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Mr. Sepe described the tariff stability as a positive development, noting that it helps prevent sudden increases in electricity bills. This move avoids hidden cost escalations and has positive effects on both domestic consumers and industrial workers, said Mr. Sepe. Mr. Sepe said predictable tariffs allow households to plan their finances better, easing concerns over rising electricity costs in 2026. He further explained that maintaining tariffs is especially beneficial for low and middle-income households, which are more vulnerable to price fluctuations. Mr. Sepe also emphasized that the ERB's decision promotes cost stability, planning, and competitiveness, enabling businesses, including small and medium enterprises, SMEs, to manage expenses effectively, noting that the stable tariff environment also helps attract investment.
This is the fee ZESCO charges for using its distribution network. And by capping it, ERB is limiting how much ZESCO can pass on to consumers for infrastructure and the system usage.
In African news, Nigerian officials have announced that schools in Niger State will start reopening later this month, following a mass abduction in November that forced their closure as part of emergency security measures. From 12 January, public and private schools in safe and secure areas will be allowed to reopen, Niger State's Education Ministry said in a statement. The decision follows security assessments and extensive consultations with security agencies, it added. November's kidnapping of more than 250 students and staff from St. Mary's Catholic School in Papiri, Western Nigeria, was one of the country's worst abductions to date. Coming up shortly, fear and uncertainty sweep Venezuela after U.S. operation targets President Maduro. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Fear and uncertainty are spreading across Venezuela following what U.S. officials describe as a dramatic American military operation targeting President Nicolas Maduro. In a surprise strike early on Saturday, U.S. forces launched what Washington called a large-scale assault, with officials saying Maduro was seized during the operation and flown out of the country. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the move on social media hours later, saying the action followed months of escalating pressure on Maduro's government. Many rushed to shops to buy food and basic supplies, fearing shortages and further instability as rumors and uncertainty spread. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbo has refuted claims by the Catholic Church that they are being targeted following Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda's summoning by the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC. United Church of Zambia UCZ Lusaka Presbytery Bishop Rev. Lodwell Siame has encouraged the church to initiate programs aimed at improving the financial stability and literacy